So the Gemara Namud Beis had a lengthy discussion with regards to near plowing. Havi chazaka, aloi havi chazaka. And it seemed to be a very, very big deal. So again, we live in a completely different world. I don't think today anyone's losing sleep over whether near havi chazaka, aloi havi chazaka. But once upon a time, this was a hot button topic that clearly had a life of its own. In fact, the Gemara brought a whole bunch of conflicting opinions and even a little bit of drama. But just to chazer over the words of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, near enu chazaka, v'yesh oimrim, hareza chazaka. Man yeshoyimim, am Rav Chizda, Rav Achahi. Zok de Gemara, am Rav Ashi. Sha'alis, kol g'day li'adar. Wow. Va'omru li, and they told me, near ha'rezne chazaka. Sholchalei b'nei pum nahara l'Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Ilamdeinu rabbeinu, near ha'avi chazaka, aloi ha'avi chazaka. Amal hu Rav Achahi, kol g'day li'adar, ami near ha'rezne chazaka. So it sounds like near is a chazaka. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ravusel, and Michshev Gavri, a Rabbi Shmuel Bebavel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Beretz Yisrael, Amri, near, lo yavi chazak. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of names. Telegrams are flying all over the place. Near havi chazaka, or near lo yavi chazaka. But there's one Gemara that's worth shelling, Sechan, for a second. Gemara says that the B'nai Pum Nahara sent to Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Is near a chazaka or is near not a chazaka? So Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda sent back rather innocently. He said, Rav Acha v'chol g'day li'adar amri near harez a chazaka. Rav Acha and Udi g'day li'adar said that near is a chazaka. So it sounds to me like near is a chazaka. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak called, right? The first Rav Nachman was Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. This is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak fame. He said, Ravusa l'michshev gavri. He says, what? You're impressed? What did you? Paskin. He said, because Rav Ach and all the G'dayli Adar said, near is a chazaka, must be near is a chazaka. As if it's a kunz to be able to quote all the G'dayli Olam. Sounds like it's a kunz to me, but okay. He said, as if it's a kunz. He said, a Rav Shmuel Bebavel, Rav Yishmob, Rav Kiva Beretz Yisrael, Amri Deit said, near Le Avi Chazaka. I don't care if Ach and all the G'dayli Adar said, near Avi Chazaka. Rav and Shmuel and Bavel and Rav Yishmob, Rav Kiva Beretz Yisrael, they both said, near Le Avi Chazaka. So, the Gemara is a little bit sussum, specifically as it relates to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's argument, and that is, Revusa l'michshav gavri. The truth is, there's another Gemara in Shas, where the Gemara has a very, very similar signon. The sugi is completely different. It's a Masechtas Yevamitz, it's Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, it's in Perek HaChoyleitz, and it's discussing the halacha of Oivet Kechavim, the Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael, and has a child. Havlad Mamzer or Havlad Kasha. So the Gemara says like this, Rav Acha Sar Habiro, for Rav Tanchum Bereder Rav Chiyo Ish Kvar Ako, they redeemed certain hostages that had been in captivity. And when they redeemed these hostages, one of them, a Jewish woman, had been pregnant, and Kemuvin, the father of this child, was an Ovid Kechavim, also the Kamid Rav Ami. And the woman was brought to Rav Ami, and the question was, this child that's going to be born, will the child be a Yid or will not be a Yid? Amalahusi told them, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri, all hold, Oivet Kechavim, the Eved Abba, Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, they all said, Oivet Kechavim, the Eved Abba, Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, which means that this child, unfortunately, is going to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef heard this, and he said, Revusa l'michshev gavri? Same Lashon. It's a kunz to... You're quoting, it's very nice. You're varfing. It's a chsam soifer, it's an oid Yehuda, and it's Rab Kiva Eger, right? It's Rab Yoichanan, it's Rab Elaz, and Rab Chanino. But he said, Revusel Amichshav Gavri, Harav Eshmu Bebovel. For Rab Yeshua Ben Levi, Bar Kapor of Eretz Yisroh. The Amri Lo Chalufei Bar Kapor. Some took out Bar Kapora, the Aili, and they said, not Bar Kapora in Eretz Yisroh, but Rabbi Shua Ben Levi in Eretz Yisroh, and the Ziknei Dorim. The Amri, they all said, Oiv Gechom, Eved Abba Bas Yisroh, Lavlad, Kasha. So the Vusel and Michshav Gavri, it's very nice from Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, all said, if you come to Eved Abba Bas Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer, but Vlad, big deal. I know Rabbi Shmuel and Bavel, Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ziknei Doroim, and maybe Bar Kapora also in Eretz Yisrael, they all said, Vlad Kasha, and as a result, I'm not in this ball from you, Psak. Again, you have the same exact signon, Revusel and Michshav Gavri, the two Gemaras are almost identical, although the Sugyas are completely different, and it's a little bit Omer Dershani. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla. That Rav Reuven Ben Moshe, Zechrono Livracha, Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Mechkarim Bedarkei HaTalmud, and this is Simen Tes, he says it in footnote 8. A davar nifla mamish veruyin advarim lamisha amram to explain this gemara. But we need a little bit of context, so we have to start it a little bit from the beginning. And that is, there's a very interesting principle in halacha that the Rishonim quote throughout Shas that comes from the Goyim, and that is ein halacha keshita. So what does ein halacha keshita even mean? So there are many places in Shas where the Gemara will discuss a certain halacha, and the Gemara will have a whole list, a whole reshima of Tanoim that were of this particular opinion. Wherever the Gemara says that, you should know we don't paskin like that. Just to give a few examples. Sukkah daf zayin amid beis. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Rebbe, for Rabbi Yoshia, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Gamliel, ube Shammai, so Abaye had a whole list, a Hall of Fame list of Tanoim that are all of the opinion sukkah diras kvabeinah. Another example. This is Gemara Masechtes Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amar Alf. Amar Abaye, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, for Rab Shimon, for Rab Yishmael, for Rab Yakiva, kulu sfiril hu kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. That all year, it doesn't matter how rich, how poor, no matter who you are, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. One more Gemara. Bavakama daf tzad gimel amid beis. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye. It's interesting, all three of the Gemaras that we just mentioned are Abaye. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, ube Shammai, Rab Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rab Yishmael, kulu sfirilu shinu ibn koymayoyim. Shinu is not koymayoyim, it's in the beginning of Agoyz Aleysim, but rather shinu ibn koymayoyim. Ukehena rabbis. There's so many Gemaras like this in Shas. With the Gemara will have a certain Amara give a list of Tanoim that are all of a certain opinion. So, say the Rishonim, quoting the Goyim, Rafai Goyim and others, that ain halacha keshita. Whenever the Gemara does something like this, you should know, we don't paskin like this. And at first glance, it's a pella. What does that even mean? Because you have a list of 10 Tanon that hold this way, some Amela counterintuitively, we don't paskin that way? It literally has no pshat. So, Rabbi Margolis brings that if you take a look at the Sefer Halichos Soilim, which is one of the classic Kloli HaShas Sforim, he says a little bit of a mahalach. He says that you want to know what the Pshat is. Pshat's as follows. The Tana and even Amiram, they used to speak Balashim Ktsara, which means as follows. Which means that if this is the list of people that hold Shinu Bim Kami Yoyme, if this is the list of Tanam that holds Sukkah Diras Kfabi Inan, if this is the list that holds Kol Yisrael B'nei Balachim, it must be the shorter list. Because they always used to speak Balashim Ktsara, which means that really they're the minority opinion. But the majority opinion, that list, it must be a much longer list. Because if that list was the shorter list, that would be the list that we would mention. So again, it's counterintuitive. But the point is that if we mention this list, must be it's the shorter of the two lists. And if that's the case, they're the yachid klap of the other list, which is the rabbim. And yachid the rabbim, halacha ki rabbim. So says the halichay soilam, that's the svara that underpins in halacha keshita. It's based on this notion. Rabbi Margolis says that I have a raya that the Yad Malachi, who's the Mara Deshmaita when it comes to all these different Kloli Apsak, didn't hold this way. His raya is because the Yad Malachi says something very interesting. Sometimes the Gemara will bring a list of Tanam that all are Sfirulahu Chadashita, and then the Gemara will be Daicha. Right? The Gemara will say Velohi. It could be even though they're all saying something that's rooted in the same concept, but Lav Dafka they all hold of each other. It could be he holds Sukkah Diras Kva, but only in his application, and could be he only holds Sukkah Diras Kva in his application, and he only holds Sukkah Diras Kva in his application, and as a result, it's not muchach that they all have the same shita. Says the Yad Malachi that the only time the rule is in halacha keshita is if the Gemara is not doichet. If they taka all are saying the same thing. But let's say the Gemara is doicha, so then you don't have the in halacha keshita. I'll read it inside. Lo yamrinan ela ki dekaima hashita lefi ha-maskana ve'en choylek olav. Aval hecha dedochi talmuda v'kama v'dilma adkan lekama Rebbe Ployni v'adkan lekama Rebbe Ployni. It's not going to be considered shita, and he says that he found this mufurish in the Knesset Hagdolah. that the Knesset HaGdol already said that even though Ein Halacha Keshita, that's only true if the Gemara is not Doicha. But to the extent that the Gemara is Doicha over there, you're not going to have it. So says Rav Reuven Margolis, Haga Ba'atzmacha for 1 second. And he gives one mashal. It's a little bit of an obscure mashal, but it's short. So let's just go through this mashal for 1 second. Says, we'll pick a Gemara. Chulin daf nun ches on the base. It's Perik Elu Trefus. And the Gemara over there is discussing, if somebody removes the nutza, that's one of the feathers, of a bird, does that render the bird a trefa, or does not that not render the bird a trefa? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad. You should know, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel both said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda had Amar. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that if somebody plucks the nutza out of a bird, it makes the bird into a trefa. Now, Rabbi Yoich understood, what does that mean, that it makes the bird into a trefa? What it means is that the nutza is considered part of the skin of the animal. And being that it's considered part of the skin, if you flay the skin of a bird, it makes the bird into a trefa. So if you remove the nutza, it also makes it into a trefa. So said Rabbi Yoich on this Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you remove the nutza, it's like you flayed the skin, because the nutza is considered skin. It's Amru Davar Echad with Rabbi Shmuel. What Rabbi Shmuel say? The Tanan Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Hanutza Mitztarefes. So he's discussing Halacha and Pigel, where Kain was doing the Avoida with a knife, and he had a machshava to eat a kezayis chutzas man chutzas. The nutz is mitzdarif. If it's mitzdarif to the kezayis of the machsheves pigel, must be it's considered or. Oh, so you see, Amru Davar Echad. Says Rabbi Yochanan said like this. In Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that if you remove the nutza, it makes the bird into a trefa, you see that he holds its oil. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, you should know Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Amru Davar Echad. They're saying the same thing. They're of the same shita. They're of the same opinion. How do I know that? Because I know Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing in a whole different world, in the world of Pigel and Kachin. But he said that the nutza is mitzdarif like the oiris to the machshavas pigel. Thus, the same davar echad. Amar Rava. So Rava said, "Dil malohi, it's not muchach. You could be doichet because ad kan lekamer Rabbi Yehuda hacha. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha regarding treifa. And the Gemara says, ad kan lekamer Rabbi Shmuel hasam elolinyan pigel. I am the Gemara. The Gemara was doichet." So says Rabbi Margolis, just hear this out for a second. If Rabbi Yochanan would have ended up right, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Amru Davar Echad, you would say, in halacha keshita. So we would not paskin, we would say that halacha has to be that the nutz is not considered art. But once the Gemara says, Dil Molohi, the Gemara is Doicha, so now, according to the Yad Malachi, quoting the Knesset HaGdola, now could be we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, could be we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, because it's not in halacha keshita anymore. It's mamish counterintuitive, but this is the way it is, right? Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, if the reason ain halacha keshita is because when Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel Amru Davar Echad, he knew that the Chachamim, the majority, held not that way, because he's speaking the Lashon Tzara, he's giving you the shorter list, and he's omitting the longer list, that means Rabbi Yochanan has a long list of Tanoim that hold that the Nutzah is what? Is not skin. That the nutz is not skin. He found two tanam that holds it is skin. Now the Gemara is doicha. The Gemara says, just because they both hold that the nutz is skin, doesn't mean they hold of each other's respective shita. Maybe he holds nutz is skin in treifis, and he holds nutz is skin in pigel. Okay, it's not the same sugya. But at the end of the day, the two of them for sure are going up against the majority of opinion. And if the reason when they said Dover Echad, the halacha couldn't be like that based on Yochav Rabbim, halacha Kerabim, so L'chayre Kal V'chaymer, now that the Gemara was Doicha and the Gemara said that they don't even hold of each other maybe, and each one is only saying it in his very specific case, that how could the halacha be like him? Because now they're not the miyut, now they're the miyuta, the miyuta. You don't even have two, now you only have one. So how is it possible in the whole world that this should be the case? Yeah, the kasha, it's a little bit of a cheshbon. But it's pasha. He said, if the reason we don't say halacha keshita is because they're the miyot, then if the Gemara is doichin and the Gemara says dil malohi, then they're for sure the miyot. Now they're the miyuta, the miyuta. If they're the miyuta, the miyuta, for sure you can't hold that way. So he says, if that's the case, you see from this Knesset HaGdola, he didn't hold like the halicha soilon. It's hajra kusha l'duchte. What does it mean, ein halacha keshita? Ein halacha keshita l'chura is a pelu de gazach. You have a whole list of tanom that hold a certain way. The halacha is not like them. So you'll tell me, because maybe there's a longer list not that way. From the Yad Malachi and the Knesset HaGdola, you see they didn't hold that way. So if that's the case, it begs the question, what does it mean? In halacha keshita, so says Rabbi Reuven Margolis. He says that we know when it comes to psak halacha. Let's say you have a question of yochid v'rabin, and on one side you have a rebbe and a talmid that are both saying the same thing, And on the other side, you have two random Tanoim that are saying the same thing. So he says, Noide b'mishpat ha-hayra. This is well known in the world of Hayra. Ki Talmud ha-koruch achrei rabbi, yichoshev kishnayim sh'amru mitam echad. They're not considered a rabbi. A rebbe and a Talmud that both see the world the same way, they're considered like one. Now, the truth is, it's a little bit tricky. They're considered like one if they're arguing with two. But they're considered like two if they're arguing like with one. So there's somewhere, it's like one and a half. There is somewhere in between one and two. So if they're going up against a rabbin, we treat them like one. If they're going up against a yochid, then we treat them like two. But the point is, being that they're a rebbe and a Talmud, they come from the same school, they have the same messiah, they see the world the same way. So we don't look at them as two opinions. We look at them, in certain instances, as only being one opinion. Sushtel to this, says Rabbi Ruvim Ragolis, is the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's Perek Yud Halacha Hey. The Rambam over there is discussing a bunch of Dayanim that were sitting on a Beis Din. So we're taking a vote, right? Shnayim she'amru tam echad. So says the Rambam, what would be if you have two Dayanim that said the same reason? Afilu mishnei mikrois. Even if they got it from two different psukim, ein nimnin elo be'echad. The halacha is that they only count as one vote. So if you have two Dayanim that both said the same time, so you have two Dayanim that are sitting on a Beis Din, and you go for a vote, we have to figure out now. If two of the Dayanim say the same time, even if they came to this from two different psukim, they count as one vote. They don't count as two votes. Now, the makar to this Rambam is the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that what would be if you have two Dayanim that said the same reason, but they came to it from different sukkim? Do they count as one or do they count as two? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Asi they count as one. Now Rashi says that why do they count as one? Because if they each came to the same conclusion from different sukkim, it must be somebody got the pasuk wrong. Because you can't have two sukkim saying the same thing. Thus, it must be someone made a mistake. We disregard one of the opinions, and what you're left with is only one opinion. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Rambam brings the Gemara a little bit differently. The Rambam says, Shnayim she'amru tam echad, he adds one word, afilu mishnei mikrois, ein nimnin elo ba'echad. Even if it came from two psukim, still ein nimnin elo ba'echad, it's only to be considered as one. So the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, and the Ramach, and if you look at all the Noisa Kelim, that the Rambam obviously learned the Gemara a little bit differently. The Rambam held that this halacha of Shnayim she'amru tam echad afilu mishnei mikrois ein nimnin elo ba'echad is not dafka when it was from two psukim, like Rashi said, because one of them got it wrong. It's afilu mishnei mikrois. But if it was from the same pasuk, then for sure it's good. The Rambam held that if two dayanim issued the same psak and they came to it from the same place, that's not two votes. That's actually one vote. This is fascinating if you think about it for a second. What's the definition of a rabbin? What's the power of, it's not just one person who thinks it, two people think it, three people think it. You would say, I don't know, if three people all agree with this svara, that's rabbin. If one person disagrees, he's the yochid. The Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah is understanding it, is making a revolution in that. You know what the Rambam is saying? Rambam is saying, no, that's not rabbin. If three people nod their head, and they all say, I hear, I'm also masking, yes, I agree. That's not Rabbin. You know what the koyach of Rabbin is? The koyach of Rabbin is where three people come to the same conclusion from three different places. If you can prove something from three different angles, that's Rabbin. Now, Zrok Rabbi Margolis, when I'm telling you that three people seeing it the same way is not a Rabbin, doesn't mean it's not nothing. A Rebbe and a Talmud is considered a Rabbin. Klapi or Yochid. It's better than a yochid, but klapi a rabbim, it's actually not. Because it's better, there's a milo, there's an adifus, when multiple people come to the same conclusion from multiple angles, than when multiple people come to the same conclusion from the same angle. I can hear it both ways. I think you can make the argument this way, you can make the argument. If 10 people all like this svara, so achri rabbim lahatois, you would think it's a good svara. But I don't know, maybe there's a mistake in the svara that all 10 people are not seeing. If 10 people come to the same conclusion from 10 different places, that's the emes, right? Emes, all roads lead to the emes. So if there's 10 different ways to come to the same svara, this shrives emes. In the world of rabbin, it's better when people come to the same conclusion for a different reason than when people come to the same conclusion for the same reason. says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, I think that's pshat ein halacha kashita. This is so good. He says, you know what the yisoid of ein halacha kashita is? The goyim didn't mean that you don't paskin like the shita. You don't paskin like the shita. If the Gemara says 10 tanam hold a certain way, it must be the halacha is not like that. That makes no sense. Not just that, Rabbi Reuven Margolis brings 15 kashas from different rishonim and achronim on the klal of ein halacha kashita, because there are many times we do paskin like the shita. Ein halacha kashita doesn't mean that if we say that they all hold this way, that's neraya that they really didn't hold that way, or that the halacha is not like that. Ein halacha kashita means that usually if you have a list of tanam that are all saying the same thing, that's a rabbin, and that shrines that halacha has to be like them. If the Gemara went out of its way to say that they all hold the same thing, you know what the Gemara is saying? That they hold the same thing. Not just the same thing that they came to the same maskana, but the same thing they came to it from the same place, and they mamish hold the same thing, which is what it sounds like it's saying. And if they all came to this from the same exact place, you know what that means? That means that it's not a rabbin, and therefore you don't have the koyach rabbin, and that's what it means. Ein halacha kashita, not ein halacha kashita. You don't paskin like the shita. You're not muchrich to paskin like the shita. What's the chiddush? Why would you think you're muchrich? Because you would have thought it's a rabbin. Kamash v'la not. You know why? Because kulu sfiru luchada milsa. Because they're kulam b'shita achas. Because they're all literally saying the same thing. And avifel, they're all literally saying the same thing. So that's the biggest raya. That they all came to from the same place. If they came to from the same place, so now already, now Klapi Yochid would be a Rab, but Klapi Rab, it's not a Rab. And that's why there's no Hechrech, it's not Muchach, that we're necessarily going to paskin that way. Says Rabbi Margolis, Shuv Matzasi, I found that it's a Mefurish Ar Zeruah. Now we'll see, it's not a Mefurish Ar Zeruah, but after Rabbi Margolis, it's a Mefurish Ar Zeruah. The Ar Zeruah is in Bava Kama, in Perek HaMeiniach, it's in Simen Kuf Nun Hey. This is the Ar Zeruah. Umayri V'Rabbi says the Ar Zeruah, Avi O Ezri Zatzal Kosach. The Yitachin Liyos Halacha Keshita. Even though Ain Halacha Keshita, Yitachin Liyos Halacha Keshita. V'hod Amrin Beizeu Neshech. Hahushita Itmar. Hachi Perusha. Mikoyach Rabbim. All it means when we say in halacha kashita is that they don't have a din of a rabbin. The shita loy havi kerabim. A shita is not a rabbin. That's all it means in halacha kashita. What's the smarter? Why should a shita not be a rabbin? It is a rabbin. The teretz is what the Arzaru is saying is because they're all saying the same shita. And because they're all saying the same shita, so they're not a rabbin. Doesn't mean that halacha is not like them. Mechatei said halacha can't be like them. Who said? But the point is that they lose their koyach rabbin. Why did they lose their koyach rabbin? When you're all saying the same thing, you lose your koyach rabbin. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, l'fidus hanocha, that there's a maila when two people come to the same thing for a different reason versus when two people come to the same thing for the same reason. He says in footnote 8, let's learn a Gemara together in Perek HaChoylitz, Yevam Estach Memheyam and Aleph. The Gemara says, "Rav Achasar Abira, Vratan Chobreid Rav Chia Ish Kvar Aka Paruk Hanush Vu Yosu Da Asam Yarmel Letray." They redeemed, they released, they were able to free hostages. Have a chadad Abu Novik Kachav, and one of them had been impregnated by a Novik Kachav. Vasal Kamed Rav Ami Amaluhu. So Rav Ami said, "Rav Yoichanan, Vrab Lazar, Vrab Chanina Da Amri Novik Kachav, and the Eved Haba Abas Yisrael." Havlan Mamzer. He says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan said it, Rabbi Loza said it, Rabbi Chanina said it. Havlan Mamzer, you know the halacha. So Rabbi Yosef heard this, and Rabbi Yosef said, Revusel and Michshav Gavri? What, it's a kunst to just throw around names? Harabi Shmuel Bebova. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Bar Kapar of Eretz Yisrael. For Amri Loz, some say that not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Bar Kapar in Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Eretz Yisrael and Bar Kapar and the Ziknei Doroim, they all said, Oyvi Kachavim Ve'Evet Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlat Kasha. So what's going on over here? It's a little bit sasam. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, were all Rebbe Talmud. Rabbi Elazar, we know, is the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yoichanan. After Ish Lakish, it's Rabbi Elazar. That's the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, that Rabbi Elazar, every word that he said was Rabbi Yoichanan, Medamer, Metoich, Groinoi. And Rabbi Chanina was Rabbi Yochanan's rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina were three G'dayli Olam. But Revusel and Michshev Gavri, the three are really one, because they're all a Talmud and a Rebbe and a Rebbe. So yeah, they see the world the same way. They come from the same Beis Medrash. So although you have three G'dayim that all said this, but this three is not a Rabbim. Revusel and Michshev Gavri, you can't just mention names. Ein Halacha Kishita. When you mention names, it's nothing. Revusel and Michshev Gavri, as if you have a Rabbim over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, it's all one. You know why it's one? Because it's a Rebbe and a Talmud. So they're all coming too from the same place. He says, let me tell you what I know. Rav and Shmuel and Bavel and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Bar Kappar and Eretz Yisrael and the Ziknei Dorim. I could take you around the globe and I could show you different Gedolim that never saw each other. They're not Rebbe and Talmud. They came too from their own Beis Medrash, their own world, through Ayin Panim L'Torah. They came too to the same place. That's more chashiv. Revus from the Michshev Gavri, that's Ein Halacha Kishita Mamish. And therefore he said that's not the way it is. Says Rav Ruvan Margolis, that maybe with this we could explain one other Gemara. It's also in footnote A. And that Gemara is right here in Bava Basra, Cheskes Abatim Daflam Medvava Medvez. Where the Gemara is Shokhul Le B'nei Pum Nahara the Rav Nachman by Chizda. Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Niri Havi Chazoko? Eloi Havi Chazoko. Amadusi told him, Rab Acha. V'chol g'doy le'ador amri nir ha'reza chazaka. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Revusel and Michshev Gavri. What, you just, it's such a kunst, big deal, Rav Acha and all the g'doy le'ador said it. Harav v'shmul be'bavel. V'rav Yishmov, Rabbi Akiva b'Eretz Yisrael. They said nir le'havi chazaka. Says Rav Ruvan Margolis, here it's a little more subtle. He said, who said nir havi chazaka? Rav Acha v'chol g'doy le'ador. Rav Acha is part of the g'doy le'ador. What does it mean, Rav Acha v'chol g'doy le'ador? It sounds a little bit like Rav Acha said this, and the G'dayli Ador were masking to Rav Acha. It sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. Very nice! Kulam b'shita achas! So he told him, Revusel and Michshev Gavri, Ein Halacha Kishita, let me tell you what I know. Rav and Shmuel and Bavel, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva and Eretz Yisrael, different worlds, different parts of the planet, they also said that. That's a real Rabbim. And in the world of Yochev Rabbim, Halachik Rabbim, that Rabbim is going to be Doicha. This Revusel and Michshev Gavri, said Rav Ruvan Margolis, could be his Ein Halachik Keshita. And when it's a Rebbe and a Talmud and a Talmud, and when it's Rav Acha v'chok de le'ador, that they're nodding their head and they say, I agree with you, Rav Acha. Avad it's Choshev, Revusel and Michshev Gavri. What's the Havamina that it's not a Revusel and Michshev Gavri? But there's an Indian of Ein Halachik Keshita. And in the sugis of Yochev Rabbim, Halachik Rabbim, if they're going up against a more complex rabbin, a more diverse rabbin, the halacha is not going to be like them. And in both Gemaras, Sayin Yevamis Memhei, and Sayin Bava Basra Daflam Midvav, what was the follow-up? I have Gedolim all over the world. I have Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. I have the Ziknei Dorim. I have Gedolim in Bavel that said not that way. This is not a Rebbe and a Talmud. This is not a whole bunch of Gedolim that are all agreeing, Gamani Mitztarev. No, they're coming suit to it from different angles. That's better than a Gamani Mitztarev. In the sugyas of Yochid V'Rabim, if two people come suit to it independently, it's better than if two people come suit to it from the same place. Two people coming to the same maskana from different svaras is better than two people coming suit to the same maskana for the same svara. That is the Oymek in Revusel and Michshev Gavri. The Divrei Pi Chochem Chaim. It's just Kedai. If you want to look it up inside, I spoke out maybe 20% of it. There's so much more with so many Akuli Upshuri, so many Rayas, every footnote. It's footnote 8. It's the only footnote I spoke out. It's Mamish brilliant, Shabbat brilliant, Kedarka Bakoydish, Ayin Shah.